that had been warming by the fire. Pox put it on, wrinkling her nose at the silver clasps. "A rich house, the Mahirin," she commented. "Yes," said Leith shortly. She went to the door of the next room and gestured. Two maids came through. "They've set a meal out in there," said Leith. "Will you come?" She had already gathered the armor. Pox took the sword and followed Leith, leaving the maids to clear away the bath things. The meal of sliced breads, cold meats, and fruit was spread on a round table beneath a narrow window. In this room as well, a fire crackled on a clean stone hearth. Yet another room opened from it, this with a narrow canopied bed. Pox sat down with an appetite. "Come, eat, Leith, unless you've had something in the meantime," she said. "Thank you." Leith sat across from Pox. For a while they ate silently, each thinking her own thoughts. When Pox finished and sat back, she found Leith watching her. "What's wrong, Leith?" Pox hoped Leith had not taken a dislike to the Duke. Her first words fed that fear. "I came to serve the king," she began slowly. "I knew nothing of him, but that you knew who he was." "Yes?" prompted Pox, when she said nothing more for a moment. "I am glad to have seen him. I don't know what I was expecting, but not that. And it's better than I expected." She stopped again. This time Pox merely looked her question. Leith shook her head, answering something Pox did not ask, perhaps a question in her own mind. "I am a king's squire," she said finally. "A Leonian, a knight of Falk. Here in Saya, among guardsmen, with my king unknown and disregarded, I am out of place. Lady, if I heard in Leonia what I have heard this day, I would know how to answer." Her hand had crept to her sword. "But I am a stranger. I have no rights at this court." "Leith? What is it? What are you angry about?" "Pox, do you know how many enemies the Duke has?" Pox frowned. "No, some, but not so many, I'd thought." "Then they must all be here. Verakai. I had words with one of his squires, and a servant or so." "Words?" Pox was startled. Leith had seemed the most placid of the king's squires. "Just words, so far. They had plenty to say about the Duke, and all of it bad. That your coming here today was his doing, to avoid swearing an oath of loyalty to the prince. That you were no true paladin. And that, I argued, telling them I'd seen you fight myself, but they would not believe. They think their lord has a witness who will make it obvious that you and the Duke are both liars and traitors." Pox felt a chill down her spine. "I wonder how, since we're not. Did Garrus and Surya hear any of this?" "I don't think so. They're with him. I was looking for your rooms. Anything from the royal servants?" "No, not really. Some think the Duke's wild and uncanny, but none seem to harbor any malice. But the Verakai weren't all. I ran into the whole group together. Conholt, Planeth, a Serestan page, and the Verakai. They were eager to tell me the worst they knew of the Duke, and of you." "That could be bad indeed," said Pox placidly. She did not fear Leith's opinion. "It was bad to hear," said Leith grimly. "Guardsmen.